Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for tuning in. Hour two, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. And it's so much fun having our community members in the studio connecting and bringing you encouragement, education, getting us engaged in the process, and certainly knowing that we can be empowered to make a difference right here in our own backyard and in our state and across the nation. There's lots going on, and I want to take a minute to look at the Statesman Journal this morning because the headline's kind of interesting. There's a picture, if you haven't had a chance to take a look yet, there's a picture of people dumping ballots into a big old bin, and it says, "Early voter turnout is unprecedented." Yes. So far, no ballots have been tabulated. Election workers are just scanning the ballots and checking to make sure signatures are lining up as they need to. Ballots have been returned from 26% of Democrats, 13.9% of Republicans, and 9.2% of non-affiliated voters. Now, here's something that is very, very important, and you're going to hear me in the next few weeks hit this drum. We've got to fill out our ballot, and we've got to get it in, and we've got to hand deliver it, if it's at all possible, to our county courthouse directly to the drop boxes. Now, a little bit later today, Cynthia and I are going to go on an adventure, and we're going to do some live Facebook Live, or certainly some video, and post it up to our Facebook page of the different places in Marion County where you can drop off your ballot. But it's important that we get them in. Normally, here's how it rolls, at least in the states that I've lived in where you actually can vote the day of. Typically, Republicans are day of voters. We like to vote the day of. And I'm not sure so much here in Oregon because of the mail-in ballot, but don't take any risk by putting it in the mail. In fact, you can save our state government money by not putting it in the mail. And I just say, friends, let's get it to the drop-off box. So make that a priority in the next couple days and get the ballot filled out and get it dropped off. The other interesting thing in the headlines here at the Statesman Journal is something, if you know someone looking to pick up some work, maybe they're still unemployed or laid off, the Forest Service is looking to hire 1,000 people. In fact, applicants sought for temporary jobs in Oregon and Washington with the Forest Service. Yes, the U.S. Forest Service is hiring over 1,000 temporary spring and summer jobs in Oregon and Washington, the federal agency announced this week. Applications will be accepted from October 30th to November 9th. The positions in the fields include five recreation, timber engineering, visitor services, and archaeology. These jobs pay anywhere from $12 to $19 per hour, require 40 hours per week, and include health insurance. So that's something of interest, too. If you know anybody that's likes that line of work, perhaps they can, even if they want to move to Oregon for those kinds of things, I think that's a great opportunity. Now, in an effort to stay connected to our community and engaged, I have to say, this gal that I have met, and we haven't met physically yet. We've met online and through Facebook, and she has been a great resource of information as I've moved to Oregon, back to Oregon, trying to stay connected, trying to find out, you know, kind of what the issues are, certainly how to support folks running for the different offices, and I've just really appreciated her. I know she is well engaged in our communities and certainly a strong Oregonian and wanting to make a difference. And her name is Julie, and I'm going to try to say her last name, Novotsky. I think I said that right. Let me tell you a little bit about her and I'll bring her on. She is joining us via the telephone line. Julie is known for her uncompromising faith. Julie's years of experience in working with Christian ministries has given her uncommon discernment and wisdom to navigate our culture with divine strategy. After going through a season of extreme fear and depression and anxiety in 2014, she had a radical encounter with the love of God in 2015 that healed and transformed her. She is passionate about equipping, empowering, and releasing people to fulfill their destiny. She started a Facebook group called Fierce Princess Warriors in 2015 and founded Convergent Promotions in August of 2016. And most recently, in April 2018, she partnered with a licensed child and family therapist to bring a faith-based creative arts and therapy center for youth called the Elrod Center into her community. Julie lives in Junction City, Oregon, with her husband, Wayne, of 16 years, and their daughter, Audrey Joy. And I'm so tickled and delighted to have Julie on the air with me. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning, Stacy. I'm doing well.
I love how connected you are and how you are looking. You and I are like sisters from another mother. We look for ways to connect people for a greater purpose, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what is your normal morning routine at your home every single day? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, with the virtual online school, it's a little bit different. My daughter has some classes that she goes to via the computer, and they're at different times at different days. So normally I'm just helping her get ready, get her breakfast, and then I just start on my day with whatever that entails, because it seems like every day there's something different that I'm being asked to do. So it keeps it very interesting and exciting and invigorating all at the same time.
You know, here's something that's a phenomenon that I've talked to several people in regards to this year, because for the longest time it dragged on and on. It was like Groundhog Day, same thing every day, right? And then it's here we are on October 22nd, and we're like, wow, where did the time go?
Right.
You know, and So what I appreciate about you, Julie, and in the little time that I've gotten to know you, and again, it's kind of from a distance through online, is your ability to adapt and pivot and help and connect. And where did you get that? Tell me a little bit about your story. I want to hear a little more from you.
Yeah, you know, I grew up with parents that did music ministry on the road for about a year and a half. And so I was easily adaptable in going into different places and getting to know people quickly and then leaving, but still having that connection. And so I think that just followed me through my journey of being able to connect really quickly with people and tap into what it is that they're passionate about. And then that just kind of fed into me working for the Christian record company that I worked for 20 years. That was my parents' company. And so I did a lot of management with artists, you know, nationwide, international-wide, and really just got to know the hearts of people and really just do what I could do to encourage them in that, to step out and to not allow fear to keep them from doing what it was that God had placed inside of them.
Now, Junction City, Oregon, describe for our listeners that maybe not familiar what part of the world you're in right there.
Yeah, so I'm about like 30 minutes south of Corvallis, 15 minutes outside of Eugene. We have about, I think, a little over 6,500 people in our community. So it's a quaint little country community that's just really an amazing place to live. I can go into the big cities, but I definitely love coming back out to my little city.
Oh, it sounds like paradise in that area. And you didn't have any issues right there close by to the fires, did you?
No, we didn't. I mean, we obviously got the smoke and we got the ash, but we didn't have any that impacted us to have to evacuate, thankfully.
Now, you've connected me a couple weeks ago to we had a wonderful guest, Linda Lee Tarver, Dr. Linda Lee Tarver, and you're connected to this network of movers and shakers all through the nation. Talk to us a little bit about what you do and how you get these connections.
You know, I'm thinking about that because it's so God. I mean, I can only give credit to him because it literally has to do with getting to know someone that then connects me to someone else, that then connects me to someone else. And it's just something that the Lord has done really supernaturally in the last, I would say through COVID, in an extreme way, in that when COVID hit, the Lord said, I am uncovering dug up wells. And I said, okay, what's that going to look like? And I just started tapping into more of my publicity and more of my promotional services that I absolutely love doing that I wasn't able to do because I was helping with, you know, getting Elrod up and going, and now it's sustainable. We were able to raise $37,000 in 10 days in February prior to COVID hitting. which was a complete against supernatural miracle from God that set us up to be able to then hire someone, which we haven't been able to have anybody on staff because we didn't have the money. And now we're partnered with Pacific Source Medicaid, so all of the different counseling appointments we have are now billable and paid out to us, which again is another just miraculous story that now we are Oregon. We can, when we start building out LROD, we can take on kiddos that have the OHP with Pacific Source because it's a statewide insurance program. So so with that, I was like, okay, Lord, what is that going to look like? And I just started reaching out to my connections, and the Lord just supernaturally connected me to some movers and shakers in Michigan that are doing a thing called She Leads Michigan. And so I got to know, again, all through phone, you know, got to know the founders and just got to hear the heart of how they really wanted to just empower and equip women to really take their state. And they do it by connecting different women of influence together. Mm. And so it's not a hierarchy like, you know, come together and let's see what we can get from one another. It's more like, let's come together. We're all influencers. We're all doing things either in government or education, and let's just celebrate one another. And I just loved that concept because I think so many times as women, if we're influencing people, we're tired and we just need to just let down our hair and just not be on all the time. Mm. And so this was an opportunity for them to come together and have a tea party and just celebrate one another and just connect and just champion each other on. I think, you know, the greatest thing that can happen is when women come together, we are a force to reckon with. And that just really allows the Lord to take the gifts that each of us have and just strategize into even what could we do more if we're doing it together. So that was through She Leads Michigan. And then and that's how I connected with Linda Lee Tarper through. And then I started, I connected with another gal, Christy Hutcherson, through one of my friends, Sandy McGuire, and got to know her. And then she had a mandate to do a bus tour called, and it's for Women Fighting for America. So I've been able to come alongside of them and just support them and help find different, you know, venues and different avenues of how to get their message out. And they're all about amplifying the women's voice to go after the biblical values of what it is that we need in America. And it's really the mama bears taking back this country for our kids and saying, enough is enough. We are going to stand up. We are not going to be silent anymore. And we are going to vote based on the Constitution. And we're going to get the constitutional rights back into America so that we as the people are in freedom and that the government is serving us. We're not serving the government. So again, this whole political stuff is so new to me, Stacey, because it wasn't something that I had said, okay, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to get connected. It was completely just what I call a Jehovah sneaky moment.
And when we say yes, and when we say we're available, and that prayer that I look back and think, oh, did I say that? Did I pray that? Lord, use me? Yeah. I think when we're kids, we're like, don't send me to Africa. And I think more realistically is not into politics. No, but you know what?
Right.
It's engaging the culture with truth. Yes. And with light. And we're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with a dose of encouragement this hour. I hope you tune in and tell your friends, because I think you're going to be inspired and encouraged this hour. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Encouraging you to let us know if you've got something going on in your community. send me an email at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Let me know and I'll put it on the air. We'll talk about it. Maybe I'll even bring you in on the air and you could talk about your event as we move towards Thanksgiving and certainly Christmas and everything we know. Even Halloween, they're saying, oh, no, you can't do that. And I think this is funny. That's the one event that you wear masks anyway. You know, I think it's interesting. Everything that we know is normal and a part of our seasons this year has totally been upended. And I still, it's kind of funny. I say that extra day that we had in February threw us all off, right? because shortly after that is when all the shutdown happened and everything's been upended. And I'm on the air right now. I've got Julie on the air via phone, and she and I are talking about, and we want to be a dose of encouragement to you all this morning. And Julie, you have a powerful testimony. And as a woman and as a mother myself, all these years, I just celebrated my, and they say, you know, a woman who tells her age will say anything, but I just celebrated my 51st birthday in May. And I know the highs and lows in lives. I'm a mother of five children. I've got grandchildren. You know, my parents are still alive. My last grandparent just passed away. So seasons in life, you know, I know I've walked through a loss of a marriage. I mean, I have incredible things that have happened. All of us do. We all have a story, and and it's all in how we decide to handle it. Are we going to let it overwhelm us, overcome us? And a lot of people will say, well, how come you use the music that you use in your show? Because it speaks personally to me, and I know it can empower and encourage other people. And we are overcomers. We do have an opportunity when we know who we are and whose we are. There's nothing that we can't face, because when we walk in faith, And I'm a big one. I think everybody has their individual walk with the Lord, and it's between them and God. But I have no problem sharing that I know for me it's true, because I've witnessed it in my own personal life. God is the same yesterday, today, and He'll be the same tomorrow. And that's why I walk so boldly towards my future, no matter what chaos is going on around. Talk to those folks based on your experience. Let's talk a little bit about your testimony and what, you know, how, again, the faithfulness of God. And bring some encouragement to those that are feeling a little overwhelmed and maybe a little lost through all this chaos.
Yeah, you know, I just love what you said. You know, it really is about us knowing whose we are. And I think during that time in my life, I really had to get to the end of myself and realize that no matter what I do, that does not define who I am. And that was huge. I went through what I call purpose depression. Because my husband went through a mental breakdown, and we had to uproot where we were living and move somewhere else. And I was involved in a lot of community things, and I was no longer able to be involved in them because I needed to take care of my husband, and we had a two-year-old at the time. And so I didn't know who I was because I wasn't able to do anything. And I got into this crisis mode, like, well, Lord, this is what I know who I am by what I'm doing. And he stripped all that away, and he said, you need to know who you are because you're mine.
Right.
You're precious because you're a daughter of mine. And so I think especially right now, I mean, what we're living in these times, things can change overnight. And I think as long as we keep our eyes focused on him, and we know that he's the author and the finisher of the faith, and he has given us not a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. If we can rest on that scripture, if we can claim that scripture every single day, if we can wake up in that moment the next morning and say, God, I choose to trust you, no matter what my circumstances look like, I know you're faithful, and I know you will never leave or forsake me. And we have to position ourselves in that heavenly perspective, that we seat in the heavenly realms, that we have authority. And I think that's one of the reasons why I started Fierce Princess Warriors, was because I noticed that a lot of women weren't talking about what they were going through. And I said, we have to talk about this. We have authority over this. And I wanted to instill kingdom authority and identity into women. And as I started speaking more about that, and women started to just kind of let down their guard and say, yeah, I've struggled with this. Even leaders, even pastors' wives, because people put so much pressure on them to attain a certain level, and they don't have a safe place where they can just be themselves and say, hey, I'm struggling. But as we know, the power of our testimony, that we will overcome him the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And the enemy wants to keep us silent. And we know that this is the year of the voice, and with the masks and everything, it's such a counterfeit. And it just makes me so righteously angry because this is the time that we can no longer be silent. This is the time that we need to shout from the rooftops who our God is, because if we look around the world, the only answer we have right now is Jesus.
Amen. And the reality for each and every one of us on our journey is we have to come to an understanding that this is not about stars on a Sunday school chart showing up and being seen. It's about, and this is a powerful realization I had in my own life, Julie, is that when I was shown that we are human beings, not human doings. And I heard a powerful message from a 20-year-old is that we need to stop judging people's front stage performance by our backstage lives and compare. We need to get off of that comparison cycle and the crazy cycle and get grounded into who we are in our identity. Mm-hmm. And it's not about, again, the performance side of religion or Christianity. It's about being who God has created us to be and really understanding. And I maintain, if we open up a Bible and get one of those Bibles where Jesus's words are highlighted in red and we read those letters and we put it into our life and personalize it, our lives will be changed and we will find that security, that peace. And it will fight against the depression and our temptation to compare and to base our life based on what we're accomplishing. Yes, we want good works, but we need to be okay with who we are. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And I think a lot of times we can do things for God, but not with God.
Mm.
And we can say, well, God, I'm doing this for you. And he's like, but I'm not with you in that thing. And that's why there's a lot of striving. That's the other thing I had to realize, Stacey, was that striving, I'm not going to strive to make something happen, because then I will have to strive to make something sustain.
Oh, to maintain it.
And so I got in this place of rest.
Oh, that's a good place.
Active rest.
Mm.
And because I'm involved in a lot, and because I you know, impact a lot of different things, I have a lot of people come up to me a lot of times and say, Julie, how are you doing everything that you're doing?
Mm. Yeah,
I look at them in the eye and I say, it's not me who's doing it. It's literally Christ doing it through me.
Oh.
Because I don't feel like I'm doing it.
That's a kingdom principle, and we're going to expand on that when we get back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. This is a dose of encouragement to you, my friend. Spread the good news today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. We're here to bring you some encouragement on this Thursday. It's 8:36 in the morning. Taking a peek here at the weather forecast. A little cooler this morning. Grab that sweatshirt or jacket as you head out. 32 degrees here at the KSLM studios. Today, only going to get up to about 58 degrees, partly cloudy. And as we move towards the weekend, we could see some rain showers in the overnight low. My goodness, on Sunday is expected to be about 26 degrees. So we typically feel that this time of year in the fall season. And it's okay because I love my boots and my hoodies and enjoy the layer part of fall. It's a fun time of year. And this hour, we're really wanting to kind of stir up our faith and bring a dose of encouragement based on our own personal stories and where we've seen the faithfulness of God in our lives. And I'm really hoping to speak to you, our listeners, today. Maybe you're feeling a little anxious about the elections. Maybe you're feeling a little not unsure about your future. You're not, you know, you're wondering, man, if Oregon, if we don't win this, we're not going to stick around, or where am I going to go? Where am I going to work? There's a lot of uncertainty right now. And I get it, because I've talked to you. You sent me emails. I've heard from you. And a lot of my work in the past several years have been in ministry, has been on Christian radio, in fact. And it's also been heading up nonprofit Christian ministries. And so that's my point of that, my pivoting point. Everywhere I go, that's where my heart is. And my heart is for the people, full of compassion, regardless if you believe the same or not with me. I love you as you are, because I see you as a creation of God, and he has an incredible purpose and plan for your life. And I found a like-minded sister from another mother through Julie, and she's on the air with us today. And Julie, what's on your heart as you're talking to people and you're networked all across the nation and trying to bring encouragement and stuff? Do you see kind of the same thing and feel that heaviness that I've been feeling over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months right here in Oregon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think so many people right now are just really unsure of so many things, and, you know, job losses, school situations where they're trying to balance working from home, taking care of their kids. A little sad for the situation that's happening with our kiddos not being able to be in school, more for the socialization, not necessarily the educational principles, but more just, you know, this is such a critical time for kids to really develop those social neural pathways. And I have a sixth grader, and I know with all the hormones that take place with that and middle school and everything, I'm grateful that she is home right now, but she does miss her friends, and she misses just learning in a classroom environment, and they're doing the best they can. So I think there definitely is a lot of unrest. And what I try to encourage them is God is not surprised by what's going on in our world.
That's right.
He's not wondering, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Like, some people don't like when I say this, but I really feel like the Lord is disciplining those he loves right now. We got away a lot from his heart and what he had for his kids, that he brought us back into a place of, hey, we need to redo some things. We need to rebuild some things. Some things need to be torn down, that you are making man-made altars. And those are not the altars that I have for my church.
Yes.
And so there's really some discipline happening, which, as we know, things can get worse before they get better. But personally, this has been the most financially blessed season that we have had for LROD, the Creative Arts and Therapy Center for Kids. We've seen God's hand in it. We've seen, obviously, you know, children calling. We get more calls these days just because the suicidal thoughts are running rampant in these children. I don't want to get on the whole COVID talk, but we have to look out for these kids and for humanity, because isolation is not good for anyone.
We're not designed to isolate. We're not, that's not how we're put together.
Right. Exactly. And when you isolate, you are left to your own thoughts. And if you aren't having good thoughts, then they can just go down the wrong trail, which can lead ultimately to hopelessness, into a major state of, what am I even doing here? And like I said, there's been more losses for children during this time than ever before.
Well, and we know the scripture that says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the other flip side of that with the promise is, I've come to give you more abundant life.
Yes.
And so in this season, as you're talking about, and your center is growing, and it's growing in influence and touching lives, I think it's important that our listeners look for those resources and know we're in our tool chest, those places that we can refer people to bring encouragement. And how are you stirring up? How are we stirring up our faith individually? Or are we only relying, and I know a lot of people are upset and disappointed, not able to meet at their church, right? And they're not able to do their Bible studies and things in group as they did. And I'm sorry, FaceTime and Facebook and Zoom and those kinds of technical things, those are great tools, but they still don't have that personal touch. I think it's a great reminder, Julie, and maybe you feel the same, that we are responsible, just like we are wanting to be responsible in our community and responsible in voting. We're responsible to stir up our own faith and to make our walk, our individual walk with God, as strong as we can. And what are we doing personally through prayer and reading and those kinds of things to know that we know? Because under difficult times and in a sense of persecution, who would ever thought a year and a half ago if someone has said, you won't be able to meet in church in the future? What?
Right.
That won't happen, not in our country, and here we are, right? So what kinds of things do you do, Julie, to stir up your faith?
Well, definitely listen to worship music, pray, surround myself with other like-minded hearts like yourself that are continually just leaning on that faith. Because, you know, I feel like there's something that is just running rampant, and that's fear. Is such a virus of fear, and it's faith that we have to exercise. We have to tap into the faith of God. And so I try to, in any of my conversations, you know, just talk about how faithful he is.
Yes.
And go back to those times in your life where he was faithful, where you didn't think there wasn't a solution or there was an answer. Go back to those memories of his faithfulness. Go back to the times when you just first fell in love with Jesus.
Hmm.
And go back to those moments where you encountered him in his presence. And if it's been a while, then say, Lord, encounter me in a new way. Because
yes.
we can't be living off the leftovers. We have to be going off of daily manna, daily bread, his wisdom, because everything is new every single day. And he gives us grace, which Chris Vallotton defined as operational power of God. He gives us grace each and every day to accomplish what he has set before us. And so we can't be relying on our grace from yesterday to do what he's calling us to do today. So just ask for his daily bread and allow ourselves to get back. And I know it's so simple, but the Lord has been highlighting just the Father's, you know, the Lord's Prayer. And it's like the simplicity of the gospel, we've overcomplicated it.
Yes.
And God is love, and do on earth what is in heaven. Mm. Like, we have to call forth the things to be manifested here on earth. And when we set our eyes on the heavenly perspective, we can just see God's glory being revealed in so many ways. A person of gratitude and thankfulness. Every single day, find at least three things to be thankful for. Position your heart with thankfulness. And then your life, your day, will go a whole different direction when you're not looking at what could be, but look at what is. Because he's faithful.
Yes, and staying grounded, I often will say, is false evidence appearing real. And when we have the facts and we have the affirmation from God's word, I want to say right now, friend, maybe you're like, oh, I got burned by church, or I got hurt, and I don't need religion, or I've got this weird feeling in the pit of my stomach that I'm even listening to this conversation right now, and maybe you're a little offended or stirred up. I want to call you to keep listening, because God knows you. He knows where you're at right now, and he has tons of love for you. He loves you where you're at. He doesn't care what you're struggling with right now, in that it's not going to keep him away from you. He wants you to turn those things over, because he wants to help you, and he wants to bring encouragement to your life. And one of the things that has been so encouraging to me through these years, it was a gift given to me in 2005, and it's a little devotional called Jesus Calling. And for today, October 22nd, this is the word. No matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my presence. On some days, joy is generously strewn along your life path, glistening in the sun. On days like that, being content is as simple as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy, and you feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless, dull. Gray rocks greet your gaze and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still available. Search for it as a hidden treasure. Begin by remembering that I've created this day. It is not a chance occurrence. Recall that I am present with you, whether you sense my presence or not. Then start talking with me about whatever's on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you're experiencing. As you continue communicating with me, your mood will gradually lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy in the grayest of days. And that's based on Psalm 21:6 and Proverbs 2:4. That's Jesus calling for October 22nd. And I know that's speaking to someone, and it certainly speaks to me. All these years later, every year I go through this book, and God is present in our day, and he wants you to acknowledge him through relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to walk it out. We're continuing the conversation. Julie, so glad to have you on the line. We got one more segment coming up. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, bringing you incredible encouragement in these kind of gray days as we move through this election cycle. We're going to talk a little bit about how important it is that we stay engaged, especially as believers. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Want to go through some community events that are coming up. In fact, I got an email, got information on Facebook from Hope Pregnancy Center. They're doing things a little differently this year because of COVID. And the board, one of the board members, Katie Watson, went on Facebook and she said she invites us to join them for their annual dessert and celebration on Saturday, November 14th. This year's dessert will be an online video and you get to choose the time and location. The video will air at noon and at 6:30 p.m. on the 14th, and you can watch it in the comfort of your own home or watch it together with friends. They ask that attendees register for the event, and you can go online and do so by looking at Hope Pregnancy Clinic. Their link is on their Facebook page, and or you can send an email to beth@hopeforsalem.org. And I can't stress how important it is that we make sure our pregnancy centers and clinics have the funds that they need to continue to help moms and families in trenches that are looking at thinking that abortion is their only option, when indeed, when they provide, it's continue to be proof that women know that there are true options out there and there are resources to help them in their pregnancy. They will choose life for their unborn child. And so that's something very important. Put it on your calendar. We're continuing the conversation this morning with Julie. And Julie and I are kind of having this fellowship thing going on. And I know here our radio station, KSLM, it's News Talk Radio, and with my show, the liberty to talk about the two things that most people say, don't talk about, you know, because you're going to offend people, religion and politics. I'm like, nope, we're going to talk about these things because I think it's good that we reason together and we talk about it. We need to, and I know it's difficult here in Oregon. I'm a little more freer when I worked in South Dakota and Arkansas on a Christian radio station with worship music and playing Christian music. It's easy to talk about our faith and things of faith on those, and maybe not a little more intimidating to do so on a secular, regular news talk radio station. But I think it's important these days that we're wandering through some people feeling a little clouded and not a lot of direction. Those of us that have direction in our lives, that we share the good news that we carry in our hearts. And Julie, thank you for coming on the air and talking with others about these things, because I know you too have experienced this personally. It's not something that your parents, yes, maybe they demonstrated that in their lives, but it's at some point we've got to make this faith journey personal, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
And so share with our listeners kind of what you, a word of encouragement for them today.
Well, I think it's really just understanding that we need answers, and the world is not giving us the answers that we need that's really bringing, you know, love or joy. We can just look at what's been taking place in Portland and realize that that's not the Oregon that we want to live in. Mm-hmm. And so as an Oregonian, we have to take responsibility in whatever capacity that can look like, whether it's in our community, whether it's in our kids', you know, school. We have to get involved. I always say, don't complain about something unless you're willing to get involved.
Right.
Because we have the answers. We are the solutions to the problems. Now, it may take stepping out in risk, but it is the best feeling when you step out and you realize that you have others that are passionate about the same thing you are. And then you're no longer a lone ranger going after something. You have a pack with you.
Exactly.
And one thing I've been saying is people will believe when they belong.
Hmm. That's powerful. And another saying that goes along with this, people don't care to know what you know until they see something about how much you care. What is that saying? You know, people, we need to be in the trenches with people showing compassion and care, not just talking mm-hmm. about it and throwing information at them or hitting them over the head with a Bible. People have a longing to connect, and it's important that we do so. And the gals that are listening right now, you know, this is the season of women, I believe. I believe that I see more and more women stepping up and running for positions and elected positions and school boards and community positions within, their city council and commission, as well as state representatives. And it really is an opportunity to have that mama bear opportunity to lead and to mm-hmm. know who you are. And I love what you're doing with women. How do people get involved with some of the training things and the equipping things that you're doing?
Well, I mean, I kind of have an arsenal of things. So I'm part of Women in Ministry Network with Patricia King. And that's just a solid group of women that believe in one another. They champion one another. They encourage one another. And then my Fierce Princess Warriors group, you can join. It's a Facebook group. And that's another way for just women to come alongside of each other and just be the sisters. Who knew that Facebook groups would be like the thing for people to connect with? So that's another way. And then I think, too, the Women Fighting for America, you can go to WFFA.us. They're going to start doing heart chapters in different states and really equipping women to be the voice in their state with just truths and ideology and constitutional. It's very government focused. So I think there's a lot of different ways for women to connect. It's find something that you're passionate about and find those that have the same passion. I also started a group with some ladies called EPIC, which is Engaging Professionals in Christ. We have a Facebook group for that. And that was really just to connect the Christian businesses together so that we can be making more of an impact in our community, not by just the products and services that we're offering, but how can we be more hands and feet? And so that's another way to connect with women and men and those businesses and leaders that are already influencing their area.
That's fantastic. We'll put these links, Julie, get me those links, and we'll put them up on this podcast. And I want to encourage our listeners, this will be up on our website this afternoon. You'll be able to share the links with people that you know to bring encouragement so that we can stay connected for a greater cause. And as we move through this election cycle, you know, this is important that we stay connected, we continue the discussion moving forward. And I certainly appreciate what you're doing, Julie, to empower and engage community, not just here in Oregon, but nationally and internationally for a greater cause, right?
Yeah, I get to do that through Convergent Promotions, which is a national PR firm. So I basically get to be press agent and publicist for multiple individuals and ministries to connect them even for a greater purpose. My network is quite large, and I'm realizing that it's not just for me personally. And so how can I connect others together to get the messages out and really transform media and the culture? My heart is definitely towards media. I started a new media platform and I've been doing some interviews on it. It's called Simple R&R, and just really getting voices out there, maybe finding some hidden ones that have been hidden for a time such as this. And now the Lord is saying, now is your time to share your message in your heart. And so it's just an amazing thing to be a part of, just to see God's kids come together and share the good news.
I love it, Julie, and I appreciate you spending the time with us this morning. And soon, let's have you in the studio, and we can dig in more. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All
Let's
right.
Do it. Thank you so much, Stacey.
You have a blessed day. And remember, friends,
you, do the same.
You can connect with us on Facebook and also on our website. We'll have this up on the podcast up on our webpage later on today at KSLM.news. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.